Hello everybody, George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. So this is the day that Al-Nakba is celebrated. So that is the catastrophe in Arabic. So that was when Israel established itself by driving out the Palestinians, beginning the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. So the state of Israel founded, or perhaps refounded there, with their declaration of independence. So the United Nations had said that Palestine should be divided, with two-thirds for the Arab Palestinians, one-third for the Jews, sorry, other way around, one-third for the Palestinians and two-thirds for the Jews, despite the population being the other way around. The Arabs were two-thirds of the population. They got only one-third of the land. The Jews were a third of the population, got two-thirds of the land. They thought that was unjust. So, and the Palestinian land was separated by this new Jewish state in the middle. Palestinians have been at the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, Jerusalem to be a shared capital between them. So the Israelis accepted this and the Palestinians did not. And the war kicked off and several Arab countries, they declared war on Israel. And obviously Israel won that first Arab-Israeli war. So it was the end of mandatory Palestine. It was the British period. Of course, at the end of the Second World War, the British Empire conquered Palestine, which had been a province of the Ottoman Empire, or really, rather, it's a sort of governorate within the province of Syria. And then the League of Nations gave a mandate to the United Kingdom to govern Palestine, lead the Palestinians towards independence on the basis that it was very underdeveloped. It had very low literacy. It had very few roads. I mean, like one railway, almost no industry, virtually no running water, no electricity, and so forth. Okay, so about half the Palestinians' population were driven out of their homes by Zionists, and some Jewish people driven out of their homes as well. So there were hundreds of Arab civilians who were murdered by the Israeli defense forces, and some Jewish civilians were murdered by Palestinian fighters as well, and so forth. So then after victory, the Israelis attempted the erasure of Palestinian identity by renaming the toponyms with Hebraic names and so forth. Biological warfare against the Palestinians, which was expressed against the Geneva Convention, poisoning wells and so on. So by the end of the war, the Israelis grabbed more than they're entitled to, 78% of the land. So this is Al-Nakba Day. Now, Israel declared its independence the day before the 14th of May, and so on. Okay, so there's no doubt that Israel was militarily successful. They felt they had their backs to the wall. It really was a do-or-die mission. The Palestinians had other countries to go to. Yeah. So, I mean, I know that there's some Israelis who are in denial about the atrocities perpetrated by their forces at the time. And, of course, you know, the Holocaust had ended only 2 years earlier. One third of all the Jews in the world were murdered by the Third Reich and its confederates, you know, gassed to death, shot dead, or dying from malnutrition, lack of any medical care, inadequate clothing, and terribly cold winter, exhaustion from overwork, just monstrously cruel behavior by the Third Reich. And so some of the Israelis were refugees from the continent. And so say, well, you know, it's us or them. We can't be too moral. We're fighting for our survival. I remember a Jewish American woman put it to me, but I mean, these Palestinians, they can go to lots of other Arab countries, lots of other Muslim countries. Jews have got nowhere else to go. We're the minority everywhere. Can we be a majority in one country? We'll be safe. And also fashion the laws to suit us. I remember a British Jewish chap put it to me this way, that, you know, what other countries, you can have laws to suit your religion, whatever, feast days off, dietary laws, whatever. And so it's good for Jews to have a country which is reflective of their religion by law and so forth. So anyway, it was this calamitous for the Palestinians, and indeed they were driven out. And then, of course, Jews and Arabi got it in the neck in Iraq, in Morocco, in Egypt and so on. They were driven out. There were revenge attacks on them, even though they had no role in Al-Nakba. You know, Morocco was 3% Jewish at this stage. Palestine, it's not Palestine, Egypt had the largest Jewish population in the Arab world, over 100,000 people, well over 100,000 people, and so on. There have been Jews in Iraq since biblical times, you know, Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, they had Jewish communities. even Sudan, Syria, Lebanon, where else? Even Saudi Arabia had a tiny Jewish community. Bahrain still does have a minuscule one. Yemen, they're virtually all gone. So yeah, no one should be driven out of his or her home, regardless of his or her faith or the lack of any faith or ethnicity and so on. So there was an armed robbery, taking house at gunpoint. I mean, absolutely literally. Hurt people, hurt people. So the Holocaust survivors, they've been so traumatized and suffered so horrendously, so zombified by this. I mean, perhaps numb to the pain of others, that maybe that's what turned them so psychopathic against Palestinian Arabs. And the Palestinians have suffered so abominably that some of them are, lust for vengeance. So it's a terrible cycle of hatred and violence. That's it. So that is Al-Nakba. Anyway, the Israelis definitely had the better of the fighting. The United Nations managed to bring it to a close with right. It said the Palestinians should be permitted to come back to their houses and to be compensated for destruction of property or property seized and stuff like that. Obviously, Israel is in breach of many, many United Nations resolutions. It's just a rogue state, and so forth. And then Count Volker Bernadotte, that Swedish diplomat, was there to negotiate peace, and then he was murdered by Zionist terrorists. And I even know a British Zionist who says it was the right thing to do. It's absolutely sickening. That is outright terrorism. It doesn't get worse than that. He's a diplomat. There's diplomatic immunity. Israel throws a hissy fit when its diplomats are killed, and I agree they shouldn't be killed. And that is terrorism, 1.0. There's crystal clear diplomats are not to be targeted. Otherwise, we can't have negotiations. So it's an utterly uncivilized thing to do. And Israel never punished these terrorists and so on. All right. So there's obviously the ongoing Nakba right now. So fleeing to neighboring countries. And then the West Bank was under Jordanian supervision. The Palestinian was just a fledgling state. They needed assistance from the Jordanians. I don't think anyone objected to this. Then Israelis mischaracterized as occupation. Likewise, the Gaza Strip was under the administration of Egypt. And again, I don't think that any Palestinians objected to that. The Palestinians were about 95% Muslim, fellow Arabs, and so on. And then Zionists are sometimes used to say there is no Palestinian nation. Well, there is. So it's recognized by dozens of nation states. Every nation state has to start somewhere. Every nation is unrecognized to begin with. Yeah, it takes more and more and more to be recognized. So Israel derives its legitimacy from a United Nations Security Council resolution, as they often boast. Therefore, it behoves them more than any other sovereign state to abide by such resolutions, which they break all the time when it suits them. So that's it, Israel's bloodstained birthday. And I know that Israel has a lot to be proud of as well. I know that they treat their gay community well. I know that there's gender equality and stuff like that. Anyway, so now Israel has attempted to censor history. There's this growing assault on truth and memory, saying that textbooks in Arabic can't use the word Nakba and so on. It's a lie that pointing out Zionist terrorism is, is inciting terrorism, which is a complete moral inversion, and so on. So we obviously need to commemorate this, and there are distortionists who deny what was happened. So the Palestinians, they have been deracinated and defenestrated. It's terrible. It is a screaming injustice, and you can see why people will be infuriated about this and determined to win back what's rightfully theirs. So right of return, anyone with a drop of Jewish blood or Judaic by faith is allowed to Israel. But obviously, those individuals are still living, but driven out in 48, they're not allowed back at all. It's a very sad and unjust situation. And of course, there must be a system and a right of return for Jews to Arab lands. So it's a very depressing story that evil so often wins. They say there's an arc with defensible justice. There's no reason to believe that. That's a myth. Barack Obama perpetrated. Sometimes we have justice, usually not. Goodness is savagely punished, and cruelty is lavishly rewarded.